from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
I miss a day and the intern gets the 440 segment. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
It's time for Peter's Ponderings.
Yeah, so I was kind of bugged by something I saw on Twitter over the weekend.
Oh. We give our intern, Peter, one segment a day to program as he sees fit.
Doing some sort of illegal drugs.
Peter's Ponderings.
Yeah, I've heard Dave Roberts is like a really bad guy.
Peter's Ponderings with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Mm-hmm.
See, wow. See what happens when you take days off?
Yeah, never.
It's your
again.
Own choice. Well, you were playing in Kevin Butler's charity golf tournament.
I was.
By the way, I am going to be part of Todd Sauerbrunn's charity Magic the Gathering tournament coming up later in the week. Tanny, what are you doing? You got something going on, I know.
Yeah, I was in Chris Gardocki's darts tournament.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It's a good cause, that darts tournament. Yeah, good people over there.
Really? There's a lot of money for people who like to throw stuff at boards.
Perfect. All right, Peter, what do we got today?
Yeah, well, you said it best earlier. It's always football season, and there's been a lot of hype around Rome Odunze. And I got to say, I'm buying into it. Not only am I buying into it, I think he is going to exceed Keenan Allen in receiving yards this season. He might even go neck and neck with DJ Moore.
Wow. I like this kid.
That's a take.
Football tanks.
That's it. Yeah.
It's out there.
Is that all you got? Is that your thought?
Oh. I got a couple reasons. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. So we're doing a take here. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean,
I didn't know if you were like trying to spur us on to talk, but I was like.
To debate?
Right. I mean, we're about 45 seconds into the segment. I thought maybe you were done. I was a little worried.
Now he now speaks as being mean.
I'm not mean.
I Rome Odunze over Keenan Allen. That's going to be tough, man. Keenan Allen, very productive, high volume player, plays on the inside, going to get a lot of targets. What's your argument, Peter? Hansen?
Yeah. What's your first pondering?
You hate to solely blame it on injuries, but hey, entering his 12th year of his career, okay? He has been known to miss a few games every now and then. Rome Odunze, a young guy coming in. He's hungry. He's looking
ageist.
For snaps.
Peter, the young guy, is ageist, just like me. I like this about him. All right, yeah. You're predicting injury for old man Keenan Allen.
Not necessarily injury. I'm just saying, hey, Shane Waldron, he's going to spread the love around, okay? Mm. He is going to balance this offense out. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, they're going to see a decrease in and into targets. And then that's just the truth.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen in this Bears receiver room. And I think Odunze can compete in it.
Okay. My only issue there is that they're not really cooks. You know what I mean? Like, but I understand what he's saying, you know?
Yeah. What are they, though? Because there's only one ball to go around. So there's so many mouths to feed.
Right. There's only one spatula that can go around to the cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
This is Shane Reardon's category, actually, is analogies. So we should let him have that.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you think? Would you like to volley with Peter?
I disagree. I think that we have Jaxon Smith-Njigba last year in Seattle as a decent counterfactual. I think that Keenan Allen is a high-volume player, plays in the slot a lot. Easier to get a slot receiver the ball than an outside receiver the ball. And DJ Moore was productive with Kyle Allen and Baker Mayfield and Justin Fields. So DJ Moore feels like he could be productive with anyone. Mm-hmm. So while Rome Odunze does have chemistry with Caleb Williams, I'd be a little surprised if you would pass DJ Moore. Because I actually think you can make the case a little easier that he would have more production than DJ Moore than Keenan Allen. Because Keenan Allen is just, he gets a ton of targets. But if you've got two outside receivers in DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, will Caleb default to the guy that he knows? Will he default to Rome Odunze before DJ Moore because of their history together?
It's going to be a very fun thing, and obviously it's going to be situationally dependent. But targets, just overall targets. And before we get to targets, how about snap count? Like, is Keenan's going to stay on the field when they're playing with only two wideouts? And
I mean, I assume DJ Moore will also, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's going to be Keenan and DJ Moore. And Keenan talked about that, that he's, you know, that he'll go to, he'll be in the slot when there's three, but when there's two, he'll be out wide. So Rome, in terms of snap counts and then targets, is going to be, you know, is going to be battling uphill against Keenan Allen in that regard.
What else we got, Peter Hansen?
Well, another part of that argument is that if we're taking a look at the receivers' roles, yeah, Keenan Allen is great in the slot. DJ Moore is a great catch and run guy. They both fit Waldron's offensive scheme. But Rome Odunze, he's kind of that true X receiver, right? Maybe more so than Jackson Smith and Jigba was in Seattle last year. Who's the X in Seattle? DK Metcalf. That's right. And DK Metcalf, outstanding offensive production with Shane Waldron.
But I think that's what Keenan's going to do when they're at two wideouts. He's the X when they play two.
Here's the problem with this segment. Does he have a better voice than me?
It's possible. It's right there.
I don't like that at all.
He's got better pipes than me. That's for sure.
Well, no, that's why I asked if he has better pipes than me.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Texture says...
Does he have a more baritone bass? How old are you?
20.
I don't like that at all either.
20 years old.
Kind of younger than me with a arguably deeper voice than me?
He sounds like he's one of those guys who has four balls. Harkening back to the previous segment.
What?
Well, that's what you said, Danny, that there were four balls, right? Didn't we? Yeah.
Ball four. Yeah.
Oh, it was ball four.
It was a ball four.
Spitting
situation.
On ball four.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Spit on ball four.
Texture's getting in on Peter's ponderings. A Peoria Matt says, Peter's pipes are preposterous. Another one says, your intern sounds like the most polished broadcaster. Amazing.
I don't like that either. Too many compliments.
Another one says, already better football thoughts than Spiegs.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry for texting
How
that in.
How dare you? How dare you?
But he is in good shape if Danny disagrees with him already. I think he's on the right track to having a good thought.
To be fair, that's Danny's first move.
That's true.
You know, that's his initial move.
Oh, is this a debate segment?
First disagree, then be incorrect.
Disagree that's the playbook. The wrong side of the argument.
That's how you get to first things first.
But argue it passionately. But that's argue true. It with a lot
it's
of
your,
vigor.
It's your initial move.
Yeah.
It's understandable. Another one. The intern already has Pat Hughes' voice down when he says, Odunze.
Yeah, it is very good pronunciation on the O in Odunze.
Uh-huh.
Great. Can you say very good, Matt? Thank you.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
It's good.
Oh, he's excellent. Danny, I like when you put the string in Peter's back and just kind of pull it when you kind of yank it like that.
It's pretty good. What's your favorite song, Peter Hansen?
Favorite song?
Yeah, like if you were
another one of these guys.
If you had ten beers at a karaoke bar, what would you be confident that you could sing?
Pina Colada song, Escape.
Oh, nice little Rupert Holmes right there, going right back in the day.
All right, tomorrow that's your 440 segment. We're singing on air.
Done.
All right, love that.
This is so for anybody scoring at home.
Yeah.
Danny is a little threatened. I don't believe by the football thoughts, but by the pipes themselves.
Definitely not by the football thoughts.
Okay, but now
the pipes are intimidating.
He has segued to derision and
no!
to you know, you're treating him as the intern. You're gonna make him sing tomorrow. And
yes,
live on
he's
the
gonna
air.
Have to sing.
He's a rookie.
He's gonna have to sing exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Does that voice translate like mine does to singing?
Oh, that's fair.
That's the question.
Yeah, since yours translates so well.
That's what I'm saying. I've shown range with my vocal delivery.
Yeah.
Can he?
How's going on here? Danny's back for one day and he gets to program the 440 second for tomorrow? God.
That's true. Peter's ponderings are back.
Wait a minute.
Peter's ponderings by Parkins.
Yeah, I know. Parkins has picked Peter's ponderings. Yeah, you don't get to do that. That's a good point, Danny. Peter, you get to do what you want at 440, but you should sing Pina Colada.
Strong recommendation, though.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
I don't know which one of those we're going to hear more, Peter's or Pat's.
good ponderings.
Pat prefers Peter's ponderings.
Oh, he plays along. He's got a quick thought. A
little yes anding.
Yeah. I miss Shane. I miss Shane a little bit.
He's having a great time.
You think he's having a good time?
I would hope so.
I hope so.
Seems like a good time.
Yeah.
The absurdity of the bullpen situation the Cubs find themselves in may be outdone by the absurdity of my day at Wrigley Field on Saturday. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.